Hey guys, give us about 6 minutes of your time. Network marketing, reality or fantasy? Hello, Surishima podcast listeners. You've probably heard the words pyramid companies among your friends. Also, you may have heard about a new method of marketing called network marketing. Most people think these two are the same and look at them the same. But have you ever thought about the differences between these two? Are they the same? In network marketing, the manufacturing companies deliver their products directly to the customer without advertising or a middleman. After buying the product, customers can market for these companies and make a profit. In this type of marketing, the sales process is done by the customers. The sales channel in network marketing is based on human and social networks. With this pyramid structure, the method creates a network of human resources that is progressively added to the subcategories. The way to make money in network marketing is you make the money for direct sales by each individual subset. Network marketing is a type of word of mouth marketing that is hot among young marketers today. Advertising in network marketing is done face to face and verbally. For marketing in network marketing, you can receive the desired product from the manufacturer and sell it to the people you know. To make money in this marketing, you can introduce other people to other marketing companies that will get to know the product, which in this case is referred to as subsidiary. The more active your subsets are and sell more products, it is in your favor. Actually, a predetermined percentage of the product sales is yours and you share the profits with the subsets. When you have more active subsets, you succeed in network marketing. Otherwise, you can't make a lot of money alone. The difference between network marketing and pyramid companies. In pyramid companies, members are committed to introduce people to the company, and in return for their investment by the introduced people, the original members receive profits. In pyramid companies, products are neither bought nor sold, and the investment by the subdivisions is divided as the commission among individuals at the top of the pyramid. In these companies, the closer you are to the top of the pyramid, the more profit you receive. In contrast, subordinates will not only not have any profit, they also may lose. In network marketing, the principle is selling products, and by introducing new individuals and their marketing activities, profit can be made. Pyramid companies are illegal in most countries, but since network marketing is so different from pyramid companies, they can operate in Iran with an official license from the Ministry of Industry, Mining and Commerce. Network companies have been able to start operating since 2012 under the formal authorization of the Ministry of Industry and Mining. About the same time, about 90 companies applied for a license. To be more cautious, the government, the Ministry of Mining and Industry, and the police announced very significant and stringent rules for obtaining their license, and only 13 companies could get their license. Nowadays, companies such as Badran, Hamberiz, and BizMLM are among the most well-known marketing companies in Iran, and anyone who wants to start a network company in Iran could apply through these companies. Now, how about identifying and licensing these companies? By studying the color of the company symbol, one can find out whether these companies are legal or not. The green symbol means the company is allowed to operate. The yellow symbol means the company is allowed to operate for a month to eliminate its problems. The red symbol means the company has been suspended for 6 months. And the black means the termination of the company's license by the Ministry of Mining and Industry. The difference between network marketing and classic marketing. Nowadays, most people don't pay much attention to advertising. Of 10 products introduced in modern marketing, only one of them is profitable. People prefer to do their purchases based on the advice of friends and acquaintances who have used a product and are happy with it. In network marketing, without the use of advertising and the participation of manpower consisting of the customers, the company's products are sold and the customers can also earn money. Preparation to enter network marketing. 1. Check and study the company's operating history. 2. Research about the company's product and quality. 3. Talk to the company's executive about their plans and successes. 4. Know the market constraints. 5. Communicate with people in charge and make sure they get paid. 6. Get help from legal advisors. High income in network marketing, reality or fantasy? To recruit new people as subsets, network marketing agents promise unrealistic and high incomes. By exemplifying The successful people, they try to attract new people. Maybe you've heard the promises too. Do you want to be independent? Do you want to earn $20 million 2 months a month? Do you want to fulfill your dreams? Come join me and start your new job. Don't forget, only 10% of Amway's retailers, one of the largest network marketing companies in the UK, have made high income, and 90% were able to earn modest income in society. The advantages of network marketing. There are many advantages to network marketing that overlook the disadvantages. The many advantages that can be mentioned in the field of network marketing are the first step in employing and securing profitable income for the youth. This type of marketing has high profits for the people working on it all over the world. Reducing costs, more sales, supporting manufacturers or other network marketing advantages that can be taken into account to guarantee an increase in their sales. Stay with us for Tsurushima Podcasts.